Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast へ聞いてくれたことどうもありがとうございます。Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less. Remember, starting January 1, we're doing the 30-day challenge, so make sure to follow us on all of those social things, which will be below in the show notes. And today, we are talking about the grammar particles, or grammar particle compound of toka, which is a combination of to and how we typically use it between an exhaustive list of nouns combined with ka, which is a question marker. But today's a special episode because we're having my friend Shishi, Shihiro.
Hi, this is Cici.
Doing this episode with me. So, enjoy. So, Shishi, how does toka work?
It's kind of like a list of options, basically. It's like, what do you, like, if you're suggesting something, you're like, oh, like, what do you want to do today? And it's like, oh, we could go to the mall or we could go out to eat, kind of the thing. So it's like, 食べに行くとか, 買い物に行くとか.
Right. And the fun part about it is you can use it after nouns, you can use it after verbs, and you're simply allowing the option and you're opening up the information to pretty much anybody. So we're going to try to use toka in a couple sentences and break them down for you. So if I said, 牛乳を飲めるとか、ジュースも飲めるとか, I'm indicating the noun, which you can have, を飲める, the direct object marking juice or milk. 飲める, can drink, and then I'm putting toka at the end, indicating that it's this, or this, or this. But I'm putting the emphasis on the verb after toka. I can also use it after a noun, which would be an example like, let me use an example.
So for example, do you want spaghetti or pizza? It would be like, spaghetti toka, pizza toka, 何が食べたい?
Yes, you're making you're taking that exhaustive list with the normal to, and then you're adding the or with the ka, making an option. You can also just cut it down to ka if you wanted to make it like an either or. Sushi ka sashimi, dochi ga tabetai? Do you want to eat this or this? But by adding the to ka together, I'm making it this, or even something else because it's an exhaustive. One thing to be careful with when using this compound of particles is one where you put the sentence, if it's after the verb, then it's modifying the verb. And if you're putting it after the noun, then you're going to be modifying the noun. So you have to make sure you're using the list. Let's do one more.
So another example would be to use it with you. For example, マフラーとかいう、スカーフとかいう、どっちでも同じです。Something like that.
So basically how that works is you're saying it's something like this. You're giving it an exhaustive mark, so it could be called a scarf or a muffler or something like that. You can also say, for example,
彼の名はジミとかいうか覚えてない。
His name is Jimmy or something. I don't remember. Yeah.
Yes, so we appreciate listening, and thank you so much for listening to today's Grammar Points. We appreciate your listening, and we're excited to see you back tomorrow here. And don't forget that you need to make lots and lots of mistakes before you can speak fluently. So just keep speaking and keep practicing.
間違えましょう、皆さん。じゃあね。バイバイ。
Bye.